ready?
I personally call it the most wonderful time of the year here in Savannah, not for the reasons that a lot of other people may call it the most wonderful time of the year, being the holidays, but because I'm a sports fan, the sports seasons overlap. But it's also the busiest time of the year for events and festivals here in Savannah. There is the film festival. There is Oktoberfest and the wiener dog races and all kinds of things that go on here between essentially October 1 and Thanksgiving. One of them is brand new. It is the Hostess City Food and Wine Festival. Joining us here for a few minutes to talk about what you can expect in year one of that event is Erica Baskin. She is a director of events for Connect Events. Welcome. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. That was a wordy introduction, but necessary because there is a ton going on this time of year in Savannah, isn't there?
There is. We've got several events ourselves. So we just finished up one on Sunday, and we've got four more to go by the end of the year.
Four more to go by the end of the year. And you guys do events, how many roughly year-round?
So basically eight events.
Eight events year-round, and four of them are right now in Q4.
Yeah. Who planned that?
Right? One of them that just wrapped up is the Fall Festival.
Yeah, that one's a great one, especially good family kid fun. Yeah. The kids love it. They love riding the ponies and the carriage rides and games, and the parents love to come and hit the bar up.
Yeah, of course. It's like a giant outdoor Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah,
absolutely.
Or Dave and Buster's nowadays. But the kids are entertained. We're over here, and it's a good time. So you have on November 7th and 8th, the Hostess City Food and Wine Festival. Tell us how this all came about.
So every time that we do an event, we do a survey. And after that survey, we've always read through them and see what is missing in Savannah that people want. And every single survey, 9 out of 10 times, someone asks us why we don't have a food and wine festival. There used to be one a couple years ago that died out, and we just went to start traveling around looking at other food and wine festivals, and we're like, we can do this. And Lord, we did not know how much work it was going to be. Fun times.
Yes, indeed. You guys made the announcement over the summer, if I recall.
Yes.
And it will be held down at Eastern Wharf Project, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very good. So what was the vision in creating this? You just said you went around to other places to see how they do it. What was it that you guys said, okay, we're not going to create the biggest food and wine event in the world out there, especially year one, but in year one, we'd like to accomplish what?
So we said we want to keep it really small,
right?
And that changed pretty quickly because we had like 10 chefs call that first day that we announced. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, so our plan was to have 20 vendors,
right?
And just do, you know, a couple drink vendors and a couple chefs out there and just try it out for the first year.
Right.
Right now we're sitting at 50. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're out of room at Eastern Wharf for any more vendors unless we take over the other space. So.
Is that something you're considering?
I don't want to at this point because I want what we have to be great and grand.
Right.
I think that we're pushing it if we keep adding to it. So I think it's just too late in the game right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially as we record this, we're about a month away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm with you. When I do events around town, on the small scale, like I do fried chicken and champagne every year, and I've had people approach me, oh, you could do this for 200 people. I'm not doing that. I want my 60 people to enjoy what we're doing, because you get into money grabs and it reflects poorly, and you want everybody to have a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
One perfect for example that I learned along the way was chatting with a general manager of a hotel here in Savannah years ago, and I asked him if he was sold out for St. Patrick's weekend. And he said, no, not at all. I'm at 32%. And I said, how could you be at 32% at St. Patrick's weekend? And he said, Jesse, if I'm basing my year's revenue on how I perform St. Patrick's Day, I'm not running this hotel properly. The goal is to make it enjoyable for the people who do decide to come here.
Yeah.
I've never forgotten that.
That's awesome.
And so in the same realm that's you're trying to, but I'm sure you've got people saying, oh, we can put a few more over here.
Oh, yeah. Georgia Grown is like, can we get squeeze 15 more vendors in? I'm like, no.
So tell us, you're up to 50. Obviously, we're not going to run down the list of 50, but tell us food, drink, you know, give us a sampling of what we can expect to see there.
Yeah, for sure. Ardsley Station is going to be there. Husk. I'm super excited about the Daniel Reed, the new restaurant. Mm-hmm. Everybody will go try that out for the first time.
Yeah.
They're going to be there. The Alita Jim and Nick's is pretty new, even though it's a chain. They're doing some different stuff for the Food and Wine Festival that's not on their menu. So I think that's pretty cool. The Rit at the Alita Pritchard & Co., which is a brand new restaurant. Nico's, that's a new one. So there's several new restaurants as well that people's going to get to try for the first time. So I think that's super cool.
Yeah, super cool. Now, that is the food. How will it work? Now, just like any other big old festival, this is you pay one price for your ticket.
Correct.
And it's as much food as you like to eat and the samples that they're providing with all these vendors. But what about beverages? That's included as well?
The beverages are included as well. Savannah Distributing is going to be there with several of their brands. We also have Minor Family Wines, which is out of California, but he also has Savannah ties and actually lives in Savannah. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
We have Prisoner Wine. We've got Tito's coming. Instalita Tequila, which is a pretty new tequila. A lot of people haven't tried that. That'll be pretty cool as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like it will be a good time. There are two nights. There are two days for this. We said the 7th and 8th. Everything you just described is happening Saturday afternoon, correct?
Correct.
Tell us about Friday night VIP.
So Friday night is more of a curated event by Ardsley Station. There are a couple other chefs that is helping that night, but it's just going to be really low-key. Brian Brazemore is playing music that night, and Caleb Papel is doing like a wine tasting, telling people what pairs well with other things. Mm-hmm. So that one's just going to be like a really low key night for people that just enjoy like wine and food and just mingling.
Very good. What the Friday night thing? It sounds a little more intimate. I'm guessing it will sell out. What are we looking at capacity there ish?
So we would like to stay at 300. Okay. We're very close to filling that up.
Very good. And then Saturday is going to be out in the, for those who are familiar with the space, this is going to be in the lawn in front of the Thompson Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And what capacity are you thinking about there?
So our limit is 1,500. I would like for it to stay around 1,000 for the first year. So it's not too crowded.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense for the reasons we just talked about. Yeah, you don't want people leaving there going, it was too crowded. I had to wait 20 minutes. Or, you know.
Yeah, I don't want the food vendors to get overwhelmed, and I don't want the guests waiting for a long period of time. So we're trying to work it to where it's like food, alcohol. So it's a good mix. Right. They can go and get something to eat, make sure the drink paired well with that food so it flows nicely and there's not a huge line.
Very good. So the Eastern Wharf's development, for those who don't know, is on the eastern side of River Street. The old Savannah Riverfront Marriott is there. This is a development right next to it. There's a Thompson Hotel. There's a couple of condos. There is lots of on-street parking that's metered, but I'm guessing for these events, a lot of that's going to be closed off.
Yeah, so like right in front of the hotel is going to be closed off, and then that U-shape on the side is going to be closed off. And then we do have a space for all of the vendors, the food vendors, that they will be able to park, be easy to get in and out because they may have to run and get more food or whatever.
Right. So have you thought through what would be the easiest way for visitors to get there?
So most of the visitors, the Thompson Hotel has offered up to 30% off on the rooms. We sent out a link last week about that. So a lot of people are staying at the hotel, and then they do have that huge parking garage as well.
Okay.
And a lot of locals I've heard are just going to Uber.
Yes. That is the way to do it. And, you know, and you and I are fine with it, but there are a lot of people who aren't. Well, I want to park right in front. No, you're not going to.
Yeah.
Sir. Same thing that's happening in the Starland District. It's getting so hard to park there on the weekends that the only way really to enjoy it is take an Uber.
Yeah.
You know, park nearby and then Uber in. That sure. way, you know. Is the city involved with trolleys at all to get people down there? Is there any kind of stuff to look for like that?
No trolleys involved, but there is the Moore Center that is free parking right there. So it's a very easy walk to Eastern Moore from there.
For those who aren't familiar, the Moore Center is not even half a mile. It's right across the road there. Mm-hmm. You'd have to park and then walk across a fairly busy street there. Bay Street comes down, but it would be a short walk if you did that. And she just said it's free parking. Free is good.
Free is always good.
Very good. So it's Friday, November 7th. It's a VIP and kind of a little more intimate curated event. Saturday is the big out in the field free-for-all, which will be a good time, I'm sure. Live music?
Yes. It's Lynn Avenue with CC Fiat. We'll be playing live music.
Nice. Nice. Very good. And then, you know, the Thompson Hotel is there. If you want to spend the night, she just said, you know, 30% off on rooms if you want to stay. I would bet they're close to full for that weekend.
I do not know. I've not checked in with them this week, but I know when we sent out the email blast, she had texted me and was like, what is going on? So I don't know if people that had already got tickets, because we're also sending it through our ticket site.
Gotcha.
Everybody that has purchased tickets, gotcha, they'll also receive an email through that as well.
Gotcha. Sounds like a plan. And that, what, on Saturday the 8th, what time does this happen?
So on the 8th, it's from 3 to 6.
3 to 6 on Saturday the 8th. Very good. Well, it sounds like it'll be a good time. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with you.
Oh, yeah, we're hoping for good weather.
Yes. Anything else we should know?
No, all ticket sales. The only thing is a portion goes to Gilliard & Company, mm-hmm, and that helps with kids that are aging out of foster care.
Very good.
They go to them to help them.
Yeah, Whitney's very passionate about that project.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing, yeah, and she's been great to work with. And Mia Mance with Downtown Business Association, I could not have done this without her.
Very
she's
good.
Amazing.
Sounds awesome. Where's the website where we can find information?
It's events.connectsavannah.com.
Events.connectsavannah.com. Try saying that fast 10 times. Erica, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the event, and we'll see you soon.
Are you ready?